Tara, the best pacer in the Southern Hemisphere, and he does it again, the King of Milton.
Turns around a corner and Dusty just nails another one.
So much at stake, then Libertini bivouac, grabbed by Exceder, two drops them, and Exceder's on the corner.
Who the covers? Steve Smith is back.
It might be Whiskey Wright to win the Melbourne cover, knows Western Envoy.
Is this the dagger?
We've got your ticket to Sunday's racing and sport. Welcome to RSN Sunday Central with Brendan Delaney.
Yeah, Brendan Delaney's got the morning off. Hope he's enjoying himself at home, of course, in the lockdown situation. I'm Dan Malicki, and I'm here to assist in interviewing the people that are going to provide you with all the winners throughout a big Sunday of racing today. Our major meeting in Victoria is at Bendigo, and with some pretty big fields, particularly in the first half of the program, but a track that's rated soft seven. And the man that has got the job of finding all the winners today, and he's usually pretty reliable to do it, so I've got my faith in him, and that's Harry White, who joins us to look at a full Bendigo preview today. And they're racing on a soft seven, Harry.
Good morning, Dan. Yeah, soft seven, rail true. Be interesting to see how the track plays. Sometimes the inside lanes can be off, so we'll just monitor that as the day goes on. But it's a nice-looking card, and I'm confident that we'll have some winners and some at a price.
And the rail is in the true position, so a soft seven. So we kick off with the 2,400-metre maiden, the first event on the program. We've got a shorty. Number nine, Villanculo, is $1.85, so dominating the market. Number nine, next best, Magic Hammer at $4.80. Number four, Seven Marie de Lune at $5.50.
Yeah, look, I don't usually like making my best bet odds on favourites, Dan, but Villanculo looks the one to beat, and the market reflects that. If you can boost your odds to near enough to even money, I think that's a fair bet to double it. She was quite good first up at Werribee. I thought only okay at Flemington last time out, but it was a much stronger race, and at the end of the day, it was only 3.5 lengths off the winner. Suitable distance, winning distance range now. Pretty modest maiden. I just expect she justifies that short quote and is rightfully odds on. Marie de Lune peaked on her run late at Mildura. Fitter now, looks well placed in this field. Equine Philosopher, number three, Tung Tie On, was outclassed at Caulfield last time out, but was quite good at Geelong over the trip the run prior. Got checked by a riderless horse in the run, so had a few excuses. And Magic Hammer finished off strongly in that same race at Geelong. And we'll have fans on that effort and is second elect in the market. But I think we kick off the day with a favourite, 9-7-3-4.
9-7-3-4, race one. Race two, there's quite a few scratchings here. One is out. In fact, I'll just read the numbers out. Race two, scratchings, 1, 4, 7, 9, 12, 13, 15, 16, 19, and 20. Felt like I was doing the Powerball numbers, Harry.
Yeah, look, as you said, the race has been smashed by scratchings. To put that into perspective, my second, third, and fourth pick originally, they're all gone. And I thought I was onto something at a big price originally with Beldevian. I just heard Dino tip it as well, so there's a bit of added confidence. Look, we're looking at $7.50 now. It was originally, I think, you could get $25 at one point. But both Flemington jump outs were really solid, as Dean said. He won the former when asked for a bit of an effort, then just cruised in his most recent. Gates improved with all those scratchings. Let's see what the horse has got. The Price and Kent Jr. runner, Obfuscation, only very narrowly missed my original selections, gets a big promotion into second spot. He's won all his jump outs, three of them at Caulfield leading into this. It's looked good doing so. Number 17, Heir Apparent, one of the emergencies that gains a start, will only improve off a sound debut at Hillside. Just too tight in betting for mine in a field of relative unknowns. And then maybe the Godolphin debutante, Villana, is next best. But I'm with Dino. Race two, number two, ahead of 8, 17 and 10.
Well, market's moving on it. It was open $9 this morning and it's steadily crunching in, even in the last half an hour since tipped by Dino and now yourself. You can still get $6.50 at the moment, but it is trimming up. So just recap your top four again there, Harry, race two, so I can write it down now too.
Top four, 2, 8, 17 and 10.
2, 8, 17 and 10 in the second. Race number 3, the scratchings are 3, 7, 12, 14, 19 and 20. This is an open race with Croc Lurkin at $4, the favourite.
Yeah, it's an interesting race. I'll go with number 15, Grinzinger Knight. He had just the one run prior to a spell, raced back, and that race turned out to be an on-pace dominated affair. So I thought he did enough. Recent jump out was solid. I will say he was slow out of the gates there. That could be cause for some concern, but I think in an even race, it's a winnable race for him, and we're getting a nice enough price. Croc Lurkin, the favourite, only found one better last start, who then went around as favourite at its next start. Four lengths of subsequent winner, Rattle and Bang Prior, is a good form reference too. The Watchman, interesting runner, motored home late into second at a price first up at Ballarat, was completely detached from the field. It was a really good effort. Repeat that. He's in the mix, but form prior left much to be desired. And then Keep On Fighting, we'll get back, be finishing off strongly late. 15, 2, 6 and 4.
15, 2, 6 and 4. We're speaking with Harry White going through the Bendigo program today where the track is a soft 7, the rails in the true position. We're up to race number 4. This, I've got my confidence that you'll be able to tip us the box first four here with the scratchings of 2, 3, 5 and 6.
Yeah, it's the race decimated by scratchings. I mean, how much time do we spend talking about House Spouse? They don't win much better on debut. He only has to beat three home. He's been freshened, had the typical Patrick Payne quiet jump out in the interim. Look, there's no price about the horse, but he's priced right in this field. Matilda resuming without a trial or jump out that I could find, showed ability in her first prep. Actually won here over 1,400 metres when second up. Damien Lane to steer obviously reads well. Tahuna now gets a mention, and Buddy for Nothing looks a dead set certainty to run fourth. 1, 4, 7, 8.
House Spouse $1.40, all the rage there in the fourth event. First leg of the main quaddie, race number 5, and this race is clear of changes. Number 4 is the favourite, Ilalika at $3. It might be a different pronunciation to that, but it's the favourite, horse 4 at $3.
Yeah, look, Dan, I'm a sucker for punishment. I cannot drop off Vitani. I thought she was home last time out at Sale. Just needed one or two more bounds to put her head past the winners. She is a tease for punters. I get that, but I've been sucked in again. I just think she looks well-placed in this field. Where she gets to in the run from a wide gate, I think, is the key. But yeah, we'll double dip. We'll go with Vitani. Again, I'd like the Australian debut of the favourite, Ilalika. I don't really know how to say it either, Dan. She was really good from well back, had no choice but to go back from that wide draw. You'd have to think she's somewhat closer here. Does she want even more ground than the mile is my question. Number 1, Meany was a good first up winner on the synthetic. Yes to the mile. Prior form reads well for this. Deservedly in the market. Tony and Calvin McAvoy, their stable, is flying at the moment. Josh Richards is flying. 1.5 kilo claim. That won't be around for very much longer. And then number 6, Mustn't Fear. Ran on well first up in the same race as Vitani. Strips fitter. She was a second up winner last prep, albeit in maiden grade. 5-4-1-6.
5-4-1-6, first leg of the quaddie. Adam Crettenden calling at Bendigo today. And Harry, the sixth event on the card. The race has two scratchings. Numbers 3 and 8 come out of race 6. And hitting the market is Chatelaine, number 10, Paddy Payne trained at $2.50.
Yeah, first off, Dan, I'll say I'm disappointed to see Tara Mansour scratched. I thought it was a very, very suitable race for the Kimani runner to get the win. But we'll revert to plan B. I did think that number 4, Gazara, looked over the odds. Back in grade, up in trip, maps to be prominent. I think the horse just gets every chance. And we're getting double figure odds for it to win. So you could even play each way if you're inclined to do so. Number 9, Sublime Miss, ran really well behind Perennial at a big price at Lakeside last time out. She is on trial over this trip, but certainly good enough to win if she sees it out. Chatelaine, the favourite, has been freshened. Won here last time out as favourite as well. That was in a 0-58, so I thought she was really entitled to win. She is up to this grade. We've seen that in the past, but maybe just a little bit skinny in betting. And Hot Suspect, lightly raced Paul Pruska runner, won a Mildura maiden nicely enough to think he could measure up and go on with it. Tatum Bull rides, takes 1.5 kilo off. has to go in the quaddie, only lightly raced with seemingly a lot of upside. 4-9-10-7.
4-9-10-7, race 6. Race 7, the scratchings are 1, 2 and 11. And Coquille, $3, number 10. Mitch Friedman stable is the popular one.
Yeah, this is an interesting race, Dan. A couple of key scratchings have come out, 1 and 2, but you could make a case for a handful of these. I was with number 5, Dance Ready, at 20-1 last time out at Mildura. He finished within a length of the winner. He's yet to miss a top three finish when third up. I just think maps for the run of the race. In an even affair at $7.50, last time I checked, he appeals. Hell of a bell, maybe the danger. I'm just not convinced he's going to run out a strong 1,400 metres, but prior form does read well for a race like this. The favourite, Coquille, strips fitter, was a good first up effort. Bit of a sticky draw, so we'll just see where the horse gets to in the run. And then Lady Tavista beat all bar two smart ones last time out, but couldn't have had a better run in transit, so it was maybe a little bit flattered. And then I'll give a special mention, actually, to Genevieve, number 12. Has to go in the quaddie as well, but 5 on top of 3, 10 and 14.
5, 3, 10, 14, and if you're taking a quaddie, consider number 12 as well. The last of 8 events, the scratchings are 6, 10 and 12, so this is not a bad race to finish the day with. Be even a nicer way to find the winner. Bel Toro is a pretty handy horse, and he resumes here, and he's at $3.10, Harry.
Yeah, look, Bel Toro probably, well, is the class horse of the race, hence the market support. Ran on well from the back in the Australian Guineas last prep. I just don't want him a mile back here, and I think first up, off a spell, over a trip, you know, short of his best, is vulnerable at the price, still goes into the mix. I'm happy to entertain one at a price. Number 3, Eugene's Forest. He's resuming, generally fires fresh and comes to hand quickly. I thought a recent jump out was solid. He was asked for an effort. He crossed the line with Bandersnatch at Flemington in a benchmark 84, first up over the trip last preparation. So that's obviously a very, very handy form reference. I do wish he had have drawn a bit of a better gate, but I think with even luck, double-figure odds, let's play. Bel Toro, as I said, class horse of the race, looks the danger, just at the price, maybe vulnerable. I just want to see what he does here. Number 1, Separate, has been really good this time in. A couple of runs at Caulfield have been good. Comes back in grade, blinkers on again. Josh Richards with the claim, must be a hope. And Sign of Yasuri, Tony and Calvin McAvoy runner, has talent, certainly goes into the mix. Good to see Luke Curry back in the saddle for a few rides today, after a bit of a layoff. But 3 at the price, Dan, ahead of 7, 1 and 4 for me.
3, 7, 1 and 4 from Harry White in the last of 8 at a Bendigo. Okay, so now it's time to narrow it down to what you think are the better bets on today's card and your play. Or in fact, you give me whatever you suggest I should and all of the listeners should be taking today.
Fair enough. Well, like I said, to kick off the card, race 1, number 9, Villain Coolus. It's $1.85. Use a boost or something, a multiplier. Get near enough to even money or watch the market if the horse drifts out a little bit. That's the best. It's short and sweet. Race 1, number 9. Value, we wait till the last, but I think the best value is race 8, number 3, Eugene's Forest. You get $11 this morning, so play each way. I'm just backing it to win. Quaddy, first leg, we'll just go 1, 4, and 5. Second leg, 4, 7, 9, and 10. Third leg, 3, 5, 10, 12, and 14. And then the last leg of the quaddie, 1, 3, 4, 7. And Dan, I've had a look through my play of the day, and I thought that in a fairly open jockeys challenge market, that Fred Kersley at $3.40 was appealing because Villain Coolos should be winning the first, and I like his mount in race 3, Grinzinger Knight. So at $3.40, we can see what Fred's got to offer today.
And you might know your fate by race 1 if that favourite doesn't get up in the first. You'll probably be betting for the rest of the day trying to catch up, but it looks a fair play at that sort of price. Harry, thanks for your time this morning. Hope all that study was worthwhile. I got my faith, and good luck today, mate.
Thanks, Dan. Good punting.
Harry White there looking at the Bendigo card today. 8 races on the program. So the rail's in the true position, and the track is rated as a soft 7. But a couple of key races, and you heard Dean Lester had mentioned the horse he liked in race 2 today in Beldevian, and also Harry White has backed that up. Now, just noticed it continuing to firm. Today it was $9 and it's now into $6.50. So it's still generous enough each way odds in race number two, Beldevian. So a good move for that. Two of our experts have put the debutante on top from the Mark Cavanagh stable. That's race two, number two. Still a bit of value there. So well worth having something on, and particularly being earlier on in the day. Good to get the thoughts of Racing.com's Ben Ascari, who joins us to have a look at the Bendigo card this afternoon. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, Dan.
Look, there's a couple of really interesting races there. I suppose all those first starters in the second race make it interesting. And while the fields aren't necessarily that big in the second half of the day, it's a couple of intriguing clashes as well. What have you settled on?
Tricky day to find the one I thought they got wrong early was Deborah 8 in the last race. They bet $11 early. I think it was like 10 cents of deductions out of there. I think he's around that $6 mark now. I do think they've also run a really nice race for him on an each-way basis. Race 8, number 1, Severate. First up, he was good, unsuitable distance, and a stronger race. Had the partner against him, ran really well. And then again, he just got too far back at Caulfield, second up, but ran really well. I think it was a second faster class 200 in the race. So third up, he should be just about a peak business, and he gets the blinkers on. And when the blinkers went on last preparation, he actually beat a pretty handy horse in King Magnus at Flemington. So he was really well placed. He's fit, blinkers on, ready. You know, Baltoro is a nice horse, and his mother has horses in the race, but they've all got a few little queries. Like Baltoro, just the one soft jump out and he's first up, and there's still a little query about that 3-year-old four. On an each way basis, Severate will run a really nice race for you in the last.
Yeah, and even with after the claim, 61, you know, back in the old, you sort of think he's got to carry a lot of weight, but it's actually only 3 kilos above the limit here. Salt Bay's got, or the 58 kilos, the bottom weight. So he's not that badly off, even though it seems like a lot of weight.
Yeah, exactly. So it's all relative, isn't it? If most of the field was sitting around 54 kilos, then it's to worry about the 61. But with a 58 minimum, he should be okay there. The other horse I found on a tough day was Lelacar, however we're saying that one. Race 5 for Archie Alexander. It was a good effort first up with Ballarat. It was a better day to be on speed and nearer the inside. And she hit the line really solidly against the pattern. The winner of that race was sort of potting on Friday in a stronger race. And even though he got beaten, I think I got that one wrong. He ran really well, my boy. He got beaten in practice. Surprised me how well he went on Friday, even in defeat. So that small might be pretty handy relative to the class that she's tackling today. I think she's got plenty of upside. The other big positive is probably the draw today. She actually jumped okay at Ballarat on the synthetic first up, and they snagged her back from a wide draw. But from the draw today, she can hopefully be right in behind the speed and much, much closer.
So that's Il Alica, unless we hear differently. Adam Cretton will know by then. If I was calling the races today, I'd know by now, but I'm sure Adam will get it right. He's very reliable like that. But so two of the horses you like, they're bookending the quaddy. Am I sensing something here, Ben?
Yeah. It's funny you mentioned race two. It was a race I was quite keen to have something on Beldevian. I did have something on him when it was $26 early, but yeah, that price is a bit mystical because there's been so many scratchings out of that race that I think we lost anywhere from 53 cents to 73 cents of deductions, depending on where you shot.
So he's $1.70 shot now, yeah?
Yeah, well, not quite, but I think
he's firmed again. He's just firmed again. He's now into 550. So in the course of being in this chair just in the last half an hour, he has continued to firm and is now $5.50.
Yeah, so I think he's a really strong chance today, along with the Mick Price debutant as well, and Obfuscation. He's looked good in his jump outs as well. So a couple of nice debutants there. I think we're maybe just a week or two away from these maidens being chock full of group three-year-olds going forward towards the spring. So it's a good time of year.
Yeah, and he's $4 for Obfuscation as well. Anything to add, mate?
No, quaddy-wise today, I think I've gone 1, 2, 4, 5, 6 in the first leg, 4, 9, 10 in the second leg, 3, 10, 12, 14 in the third, and come home 1, 4, 7, and 11.
All righty, Ben Ascari there. So the ones to look for, Beldevian race 2, number 2, which seems to be a common denominator theme through the morning. Ben Keane, race 5, number 4, Il Alica, and at what should be good value, race 8, horse number 1, which is a Seberate, who currently sits at $7 Seberate in the last event. Ben, thanks for your time. Good luck today.
Yeah, thanks very much. Good luck to everyone having a bet.